Cobb Taxpayers Association Chairman Lance Lamberton is concerned about how the stadium is being paid for, potential traffic congestion, and what he says has been a lack of governmental transparency. And Lamberton says the approval process for the project is moving forward too fast, with few opportunities for public input.
The reason you're doing it so quickly, in my opinion, is to prevent people like myself and people who feel like I do and organizations like mine to not give us enough time to organize against it. And also to not give the people enough of an opportunity to thoroughly scrutinize this proposal and find out if it's in their best interest.
But when interviewed on Thursday, Cobb Commission Chairman Tim Lee disagreed.
Why do this so quickly, without getting
elected? It's not quickly. This is the Cobb way. We're very, very interested in making sure that we welcome any corporate relocation and do what we can to facilitate positive impact and positive growth. And we're trying our best to facilitate moving this forward to keep it going.
Lee started meeting with the Braves executive about the project this past summer. And this is how he responded Tuesday when asked why the county remained silent to the public about the project, despite talking with the Braves for several months.
I don't believe there was any secrecy involved, but we were working on an economic development deal. We approached this no differently would any other economic development deal, which requires some kind of certain level of confidentiality as we go through the details.
Residents will be allowed to comment on the stadium during a November 26 meeting, where Cobb commissioners are expected to vote on the agreement. Lamberton says his organization and the Georgia Tea Party will meet Monday to discuss whether they plan to organize a grassroots effort against the project. Michelle Wirth, WEBE News.